I grew up in Dandenong when it was a little market town, a very tiny market town, known as the gateway to Gippsland.
Oh, it was a country town, I suppose, in those days. You know, the cattle market was basically in the main street. Everybody came to Dandenong. It was the place to come to sell your cows or your stock. But while you're here, you'd have lunch and you'd catch up with other people. And you might have only lived 3 or 4 mile K out of the town, but it was certainly the hub.
Every Tuesday there was a great market and a great influx of people, and I can remember still horses and jinkers coming into Dandenong, and I would go with my grandfather and just watch in awe.
We used to hang over the front gate of McRae Street, where the present school backs onto now, watching the cattle being driven down to market. That was the big thing that we used to love watching that happen.
In the 1950s, after the war, Dandenong expanded and bursted its seams with the introduction of the International Harvester plant. There was the Hines plant as well. Paddocks where you once mushroomed were suddenly holding housing commission, and the people just kept coming.
I was at Dandenong in 1958, in July 1958, and in December I had to look after St Mary's School. I had to go there every week to some of the classes and get visitors to school. Up till, suppose, 1950 or 55, it was a very European settled community, but then all of a sudden all the migrants came. Of course, the Italians were there in great numbers.
For me, the big memory was somewhere around grade 5 level was the influx of all the migrants that came in. Europe and, of course, English and Irish and Scottish, but quite a few Italians, Maltese and so on. Now, I put it down to the early days of the Irish sisters coming that made the transition easy. I just loved myself personally having the experience of hearing about new cultures, new ways of doing things, having different foods when other young people didn't have that experience.
I remember the boy Zammit. He was a Maltese boy, and I always remember his lunches. I thought they were strange. He used to come with big bread sauce sandwiches. And there was a couple of Polish boys, twins, they were from down Dandy South.
Many of the mothers and the pupils started their school day over in Kennedy's house, which was across the road, having cups of tea, children playing in the backyard, and then when the bell went, we all went over together.
Because of the great, so many migrants coming in, the numbers were tremendous. And if you had seen the classrooms today, most of the teachers would have walked out, tin shed. And teacher, for example, 1 year trained, had 60 or 70 children in the class. There were 700 or 800 kids on that area. So it was a big school, big numbers. The sisters in those days got £5 a week. It's really based on sacrifice. The early church, and I think the people were aware of that.
My dad, being a carpenter, was very over there helping, and my mother worked in the tuck shop every day, a voluntary basis, and helped. So, like, my school community life was not separate, it was all part of family life.
There was no state aid, and therefore the school had to be helped in all sorts of aspects. See, the mothers' clubs and fathers' groups were very strong. The fathers made sure there was enough wood for the fires in the classrooms and all this. They had working bees. The nuns cleaned the school themselves.
One of my jobs was to take little brown paper parcels to the front doors of these new arrivals, And only later on I realised that what I was taking was school uniforms and food. The mothers' faces would light up like a candle glowing. They'd be so excited when I said, "The sisters have sent this to you." And they knew that this was like a link. So I learnt that link of, and I see it still happening in St. Mary's, of protecting the child from being different, being able to help them to feel part of the community and not second-class citizens. That's what I really discovered. And I believe that's very much part of a presentation story.